Today, I'm excited to share with you a message filled with hope and encouragement, a message that is deeply rooted in the unshakable truth of God's Word. No matter the storm you are currently facing, no matter how daunting it may appear, I am here to reassure you. Your storm will pass, and God will indeed work it out for your good, and I am going to release a very powerful prayer for you in the matchless name of Jesus Christ. Kindly watch till the end. Believe and open your heart to receive the blessings that comes with this prayer. Please like, comment, share this video with others. Leave your prayer requests and we will pray with you. The scriptures are replete with examples of God's faithfulness in the midst of turmoil, both literal storms and metaphorical challenges. Consider the story of Jonah, who found himself in the belly of a great fish amidst a mighty storm. It seemed like the end for Jonah, yet God delivered him from his despair, Jonah 1-2. This story teaches us about God's mercy and his power to save, even when all hope seems lost. Similarly, we see God's deliverance in the story of Jesus calming the storm. As Jesus and his disciples crossed the Sea of Galilee, a fierce storm arose, terrifying the experienced fishermen. Yet, with just a few words from Jesus, "Peace, be still," the storm ceased, Mark 4:39. This miracle reveals that Jesus is Lord over all creation, including the tumultuous circumstances of our lives. In the Old Testament, we find the story of Joseph, who faced not a physical storm, but the storms of betrayal, false accusation, and imprisonment. Despite these hardships, God's plan was at work, eventually positioning Joseph to save many lives, including his own family, during a time of famine, Genesis 37-50. Joseph's story is a powerful testament to the truth that God can transform even the direst situations for our good and his glory. These biblical accounts, along with God's promises, assure us of his constant presence and help in times of trouble. Psalm 46:1 declares, "God is our refuge and strength, an ever-present help in trouble." This is not just a passive assurance, but a call to remember that God is actively involved in our lives, ready to offer us refuge and strength when the winds of adversity blow. Let these stories and scriptures be a reminder to you that no storm is too great for God. He is with you, he cares for you, and he will see you through. Hold on to this hope as you trust in him to calm your storms and lead you into peace. Part 1. Understanding your storm, life's inevitable storms. As we navigate through life, just as surely as the weather shifts and swirls, so too do the circumstances of our lives. Everyone will at some point face their own personal storms. These could manifest as a troubling health diagnosis, financial difficulties, familial conflicts, or the profound grief of personal loss. Regardless of the shape these challenges take, they often feel overwhelming, perhaps insurmountable. In the Gospel of Mark, we find a profound narrative that resonates with anyone who has ever felt besieged by life's tempests, Mark 4:35-41. The disciples and Jesus were crossing the Sea of Galilee when suddenly, a fierce storm erupted. The waves were so high and forceful that they began breaking over the boat, threatening to swamp it completely. Amidst this chaos, Jesus was found asleep on a cushion in the stern, seemingly oblivious to the impending disaster. Panicked and fearing for their lives, the disciples woke him, their voices filled with desperation and accusation. "Teacher, don't you care if we drown?" Jesus responded not with panic, but with authority. He stood and rebuked the wind and commanded the waves, "Quiet, be still." At his words, the storm subsided and a great calm spread over the water. Then, turning to his disciples, Jesus posed a critical question. "Why are you so afraid? Do you still have no faith?" This episode on the Sea of Galilee teaches us several invaluable lessons about the nature of our personal storms and the presence of Jesus during such times. Like the disciples, it's easy to feel as though Jesus is unaware or unconcerned during our most distressing moments. We might find ourselves crying out in despair, "Don't you care if I drown?" Yet, this story offers a powerful reminder that Jesus is always in the boat with us. His apparent silence is not an indication of absence or indifference, but rather an invitation to trust more deeply in him. When we face the storms of life, it is crucial to remember that we are not left to navigate them alone. Jesus' presence in the boat assures us that we have a protector who is both aware of our fears and capable of calming our most turbulent seas. His question to the disciples challenges us to reflect on our own faith. In moments of crisis, do we succumb to fear, or do we reach out with faith, trusting that He is in control and that His care for us is unfailing? In your own life, when the storms rage, remember that you too are in the boat with Jesus. His command over all creation is your assurance that no storm is too great for His saving power. Let His presence transform your fear into faith as you trust Him to bring peace and calm to your heart. Part 2. The purpose of storms: growth through trials. Just as natural storms bring vital rain to refresh the earth, enabling plants to grow and filling our reservoirs, the metaphorical storms in our lives can also serve a purpose of growth and rejuvenation. It may be difficult to see in the midst of turmoil, but our personal challenges often prepare us for future blessings and responsibilities. James, a servant of God, encourages us with a powerful perspective on facing hardships. "Consider it pure joy, my brothers and sisters, whenever you face trials of many kinds, because you know that the testing of your faith produces perseverance. Let perseverance finish its work so that you may be mature and complete, not lacking anything," James 1:2-4. These words remind us that trials are not merely obstacles but opportunities for personal development, crafting us into individuals who are mature, complete, and equipped for any good work. The life of Joseph is a profound biblical example of this truth. His journey was marked by a series of severe storms: being sold into slavery by his own brothers, falsely accused by Potiphar's wife, and imprisoned unjustly. Yet, through each of these trials, Joseph's faith and character were refined. Ultimately, these storms positioned him for a greater purpose, as revealed in Genesis 50:20, where Joseph himself acknowledges, "You intended to harm me, but God intended it for good to accomplish what is now being done, the saving of many lives." His story teaches us that God can transform our deepest distress into divine appointments. In the midst of your storm, it is vital to recognize that God is at work, refining and preparing you for what lies ahead. The challenges you face are not merely to be endured but embraced as tools in the hands of God, molding you into a stronger, more faithful servant. Your tested and strengthened faith will not only carry you through current trials but also equip you for future challenges and opportunities. Therefore, as you face the winds and waves of life, hold fast to the promise that your trials have purpose. They are not random misfortunes but integral parts of God's meticulous plan for your life. Let this assurance steady you. What you learn and gain from today's storms is preparing you for tomorrow's victories. Your faith, once tested and tempered, will emerge more resilient and ready to face whatever comes next with courage and confidence. Part 3. Holding on to faith. In the midst of life's fiercest storms, stability becomes essential, and like a ship at sea, we need an anchor. Scripture provides this assurance in Hebrews 6:19, where it declares, "We have this hope as an anchor for the soul, firm and secure." This hope is our faith in Christ, which grounds us when the waves of uncertainty crash around us. Psalm 46 vividly captures this sentiment, saying, "God is our refuge and strength, an ever-present help in trouble. Therefore we will not fear, though the earth give way and the mountains fall into the heart of the sea, though its waters roar and foam and the mountains quake with their surging." These words remind us that even when the very earth seems to crumble beneath us, our God remains unshakable, a steadfast protector whose presence provides peace amid chaos. The Apostle Paul's journey to Rome, as recounted in Acts 27, presents a literal storm and shipwreck that tested and ultimately affirmed the strength of faith as an anchor. Despite the dire circumstances, Paul remained composed and assured. His calm stemmed from a profound trust in God's promise that he and all aboard would be spared. His faith did not waver in the face of peril. Instead, it became a source of strength and encouragement to others, infusing them with hope and courage. From these examples, we learn a critical lesson. Let your faith be the anchor that holds you steady amidst the storm. Trust in God's promises and His ever-present help. Allow your faith to be as contagious as Paul's, bringing hope and encouragement to those around you. When others see the unyielding strength of your faith, they too may be inspired to trust in God's provision and protection. In every storm, hold tightly to your faith, knowing that it secures you firmly to the rock that cannot be moved. With faith as your anchor, no storm can drag you beneath the waves of despair. Instead, you will remain buoyant, upheld by the assurance of God's love and faithfulness. Let this unwavering faith in Christ guide you through all trials, providing a beacon of hope not only for yourself, but also for all who journey with you through the stormy seas of life. Part 4. The promise of deliverance, God's faithfulness to deliver. Throughout the Bible, God's ability to deliver His people from their trials is prominently featured, underscoring His relentless faithfulness and sovereign power. This theme of divine rescue is not merely a historical account. It stands as a living promise to all believers today. In 2 Corinthians 1 verse 10, we find a powerful declaration of this promise. He has delivered us from such a deadly peril, and He will deliver us again. On Him, we have set our hope that He will continue to deliver us. This verse not only recalls past deliverances, but also assures us of future ones. It emphasizes a continuous reliance on God, who is our perennial source of salvation. One of the most dramatic examples of God's deliverance is found in the story of Daniel in the lion's den, Daniel 6. Despite being cast into the den as a result of his unwavering commitment to God, Daniel's integrity and trust did not waver. Miraculously, he emerged unharmed the next morning, a testament to God's power to protect and vindicate His faithful servants. Daniel's deliverance was a clear demonstration that no circumstance is beyond God's control and that He is fully capable of rescuing those who remain devoted to Him. In your own life, remember that the same God who silenced the roaring lions, calmed the turbulent sea, and elevated Joseph to a position of great honor is actively at work. The challenges you face today are no match for His enduring promise of deliverance. He has delivered before, and He will do so again. This assurance is not just for overcoming life's trials, but is also a testament to His ultimate deliverance from sin and death through Jesus Christ. Therefore, as you face the storms and lions' dens of your life, hold fast to the promise that God's faithfulness extends through all ages. His commitment to deliver His people is unwavering. Rely on Him not just as a last resort, but as a first response. Let the truth of His promise fortify your faith and fill you with hope, knowing that each day, in every peril, God is both able and eager to deliver you. As we come to a close, let us hold on to the comforting truth that no storm lasts forever. The clouds will part, and the sun will shine upon us once more. The trials and challenges you are experiencing now are temporary, and in the grand scheme of God's plan, they are being orchestrated for your good and His glory. In these moments of uncertainty, hold steadfastly to your faith. Lean into the solid promises of God, and observe how He moves mightily in your life. His interventions are not just rescues, but also lessons that shape us and equip us for the path He has laid out for us. For final encouragement, let us reflect on the profound assurance given in Romans 8 verse 28. And we know that in all things God works for the good of those who love Him, who have been called according to His purpose. This scripture is a beacon of hope, affirming that every aspect of our lives, no matter how challenging, is under the sovereign oversight of a loving God who orchestrates every event to benefit us, fostering our growth and enhancing our faith. May you find immeasurable strength in these words and profound peace in His presence. Remember, the trials you face will not define you, but rather refine you, as you are molded more into the likeness of Christ through each hardship. God bless you as you continue to navigate through your storms with faith and courage, confident in the promise that brighter days are ahead. secured by the steadfast love and power of our God. Mark 11 verse 24 says, "Therefore I say to you, whatever things you ask when you pray, believe that you receive them, and you will have them." Join me as we go to the Lord in prayer. Open your heart and believe so that the blessings of this prayer will come to you. Say this prayer with faith. Dear Heavenly Father, we humbly come before you today. You are the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. You, the Lord, you created the earth and the heavens, and all that is in them. I give you all the praise and glory. Thank you, God, for everything you have done in my life. I'm grateful for the good things and even the tough times. You've been with me through it all, and for that, I say thank you from the bottom of my heart. God of mercy and compassion, please look with pity on me. I know I have sinned against you. I ask for your forgiveness. Father, Lord, have mercy on my mistakes and failures. Every mistake I have done in word, action, and deeds, Father, forgive me. For your word clearly says in 1 John 1 verse 9, if we confess our sins, he is faithful and just and will forgive us our sins and purify us from all unrighteousness. Thank you, Lord Jesus, for forgiving me. Now in the name of Jesus, I declare the power of God against any work of the enemy. Every secret agenda the devil and his cohorts have plotted against me be destroyed in Jesus' mighty name. Father, your word said Christ was manifested that the works of the enemy might be destroyed. Every work of the enemy against my marriage, my job, my business, my career, my family, and children be destroyed in Jesus' mighty name. In Jesus' name, I declare fruitfulness in every area of my life. Let the power of Christ touch my life so I bear fruit. I am fruitful in my life, in my ministry, in my marriage, in my business, in my career, in my job, and in my finances, for the Lord gives us power to make wealth. Let prosperity be my portion in Jesus' name. I will not lack but have an abundance. Lord, I want to serve you with all my heart. Anything that hinders my service, Father, deliver me. God, save me from myself. Save me from people who will not lead me to you. Save me from desires which are not godly, things which are not in line with your word. Father, help me obey your word. Sometimes the spirit is willing, but the flesh is weak. Lord, make me strong. Make me fervent in you. Restore unto me, Lord, the joy of my salvation. Father, restore all the things I have lost, either by my ignorance or carelessness. You said in your word that the years the locust has eaten in our lives, you will restore us. Thank you, Lord, for restoring me, my family, my marriage, my career, and my ministry. Father, you sent forth your word to heal our diseases and sicknesses. I declare your healing from the crown of my head to the soles of my feet. Father, heal my family, friends, and loved ones. Let your healing be their portion too. I boldly declare that I am a child of God. I walk in victory through faith. I am the head and never the tail. I am what God says I am in Jesus' mighty name. I boldly declare Psalm 23. The Lord is my shepherd. I shall not want. He maketh me to lie down in green pastures. He leadeth me beside the still waters. He restoreth my soul. He leadeth me in the paths of righteousness for his name's sake. Yea, though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I will fear no evil. For thou art with me. Thy rod and thy staff, they comfort me. Thou preparest a table before me in the presence of mine enemies. Thou anointest my head with oil. My cup runneth over. Surely goodness and mercy shall follow me all the days of my life, and I will dwell in the house of the Lord forever. Thank you, my Father God, for hearing my prayer and answering my prayer. Amen. As this message has blessed you, type the word Amen in the comment section and share with us your testimony too in the comment section. In the name of Jesus Christ, All these blessings have come upon you now. Beloved, help us spread the gospel of Christ and reach more people all over the world by liking this video and sharing this message with your family, friends, and loved ones. We really appreciate your great support. We plead with you to subscribe so you can receive more videos that will revive your spirit and uplift your life. Christ came that all people will be saved. If you have not accepted Jesus Christ as your Lord and personal Savior, this is the right time to do so. Say this after me. Lord Jesus, I know that I am a sinner, and because of me, you came to die on the cross of Calvary. Father, forgive me of all my sins. Today, I boldly declare that you are my Lord and personal Savior. Come into my heart and lead me. As you have said this prayer, congratulations, you have been born again. Please look for a pastor in a Bible-believing church and tell him you have given your life to Christ. You will need to fellowship with other believers to learn about your new life. Prayer is a very powerful tool God has given us. With prayer, our problems receive solution and we get comforted by God. Please leave your prayer request in the comments section. We are constantly interceding on your behalf before God. Trust me, friends, our God will answer your every prayer request. Sometimes we may not reply to your prayer request in the comments section, but that does not mean we are not praying for you. We have you at heart and your requests. May the grace of our Jesus Christ and the love of God be with you now and forevermore. Amen.